when you've got a Liberal Party that is absolutely intent on spreading misinformation, we've seen it again on display even this morning from the Treasurer of Australia trying to say on national TV and trying to say to you that there was a retiree tax. There wasn't. Our policy was for the removal of a subsidy. And that's all it was, for the removal of an anomaly in the imputation credit system. But I don't need to go over those issues. I can say to you, John, how disappointing it is, how personally disappointing it is for me. We're not going to have a proper National Integrity Commission. We're not going to get a referendum on the Indigenous voice. We're not going to get proper funding for legal assistance. That's in my policy area. And we're not going to get real action on climate change from this government.
What's the difference between the death taxes scare campaign and your party's Medi-Scare campaign last time round?
We know that the Liberal Party of Australia is not committed to preserving and protecting Medicare. And I absolutely reject that the nonsense that we heard from Malcolm Turnbull and from Scott Morrison ever since the 2016 election that in some way we were running a scare campaign. To paraphrase something that Tony Abbott once said about this notion of a scare campaign, it was a truth campaign. We are telling the truth about the Liberals' attitude to Medicare, and they know it. Look, Morrison's going to have to demonstrate to Australians how it is that he's not actually leading a party that's homophobic, anti-women and full of climate change deniers, because that's what Kelly O'Dwyer said about this party before the election. She was right. It's been on display, such as they've talked about policies at all during this campaign. Australians are now sitting back thinking, what on earth has happened? What does this government stand for? When will they start actually explaining to Australia what they're going to do instead of running around the country running a scare campaign, attacking the leader of the opposition, not saying them what they're going to do? They were still pretending, they're still pretending today that we're back in surplus. We're not. There's still a deficit for the 1920 year.
The election has been run already, Mr. Dreyfus. It's over.
I know.
Albo?
I know.
Albo,
believe me, John, I know it's over. I'm just saying that Australians sitting back today will be thinking, what's happened here?
Okay.
We don't actually know what this government is going to do for Australia. We don't know what this government's going to do on climate change, other than perhaps we probably know they're not going to do enough. We've got a climate emergency, John, and a government that's got its head in the sand, refusing to take proper action.
Well, that didn't resonate either. Albo, Tanya or Tony Burke?
It's much too early for me. Chris Bowen said last night, some of us will be running for leader and some of us won't. There are discussions going on all over the place and it's much too early to say exactly what's going to happen. Appropriately, Labor people all over the country are going to dust themselves off and keep fighting the fight for progress in this country. Keep fighting the fight to get this country better, not just put our heads in the sand, which is what Mr. Morrison wants to do, and pretend falsely that everything's okay for every Australian. It's not. That's why we were campaigning for progressive policies, and I'm confident that my colleagues are going to pick themselves up and regroup. But today, the day after the election, John, is much too early for that regrouping to occur.